1:50. You're watching Good Afternoon Britain with me and Tom. Now, it's understood Tan Ikram, the senior judge who allowed three women convicted of terrorism offences to walk free last month, will be investigated over his alleged bias.
Well, the deputy chief magistrate faced a barrage of criticism after he, quote-unquote, decided not to punish the women who had displayed paraglider images at a pro-Palestinian protest in London. Following the rather lenient sentencing, it emerged he had recently liked social media posts that branded Israel a terrorist state and called for a free Palestine.
Right, well, joining us now to discuss this is the barrister and writer Stephen Barrett. Stephen, great to speak to you on this one. You've been following what's been happening here. Now, how would this work? We heard from a number of top legal voices that he needed to be investigated because of this alleged bias. So what happens next with these sorts of things? How will this investigation look?
Well, we have a body called the Judicial Conduct Investigations Office, and it's... It does work in tandem with the Ministry of Justice and the Lord Chancellor, and it can investigate. It's a messy situation. It's not quite as clean or as clear as it used to be when we just had a Lord Chancellor. But it is at least a body that can apply the test. And we have legal tests for what is real bias and also what is apparent bias, because justice must not merely be done. Justice must be seen to be being done. So we take apparent bias as seriously as we would take real bias. You know, it's very, very important. I mean, it's ironic because we are where we are because, as I've banged on for years saying, the definition of political has collapsed. And so people don't understand that they're actually saying all sorts of political things all of the time. This judge contributed to something called the Good Bench Book or whatever it is, diversity in the judiciary. Now, that looks dangerously close to being political. So we'll need to have an investigation of this judge. But really, it's about preserving the whole of the judiciary, because they are one of the most important institutions we have as a country. And I should flag up to your viewers that just last week, something incredibly dangerous happened. This country and our constitution are now we're two trains hurling towards each other with the ECHR, because what happened in the European Court of Human Rights was a Romanian judge said something outrageously political, which would be totally against our constitutional tradition, totally unallowable. And the ECHR, the European Court of Human Rights, said that it was within the free speech rights of that judge to say political things. Well, if that comes here, then I'm afraid the European Court of Human Rights will destroy our judiciary. And so that is a very big, very dramatic thing if that's going to happen. Let's cling to the old constitution. Let's have non-political judges. And when incidents occur like this one, let's investigate properly and fully, which is only right that occurs. You know, it must, if you want to protect the judiciary, we must investigate these matters properly.
We can't have judges just revealing their political thoughts willy-nilly. That would be absolutely dreadful for justice and the perception of justice, which you say is just as important.
It would be. Stephen, just very briefly, what do you say to those on the other side of the fence here that say, actually, this is a political prosecution of a judge, that the people politicising this are those who've pointed out the social media likes of this particular judge?
Well, the only reason that they can really say that is because, again, the definition of what is or is not political has collapsed. It's collapsed into... There are huge swathes of the country who still believe that it's political to say something that causes offence. And therefore, if you say something that doesn't cause offence, you're not being political. Now, that's not true. If you say something political and it doesn't cause offence, you've still said something political. And it's very important in this country because, of course, we have a long and noble tradition of the silent majority. So you can't use offence as a test, because the silent majority probably won't say anything, even if you've deeply offended them. You know, it doesn't work as a test in the system. But we have the most respected judges in the world. Our judiciary are probably the most important institution in our country and in our constitution. If we want to preserve them, we must keep them out of politics.
Absolutely. And Stephen, you mentioned the silent majority. As Burke once wrote, while the crickets may chirp in the fields, the silent oxen are more in number. We'll be back right up with George Galloway after this.